This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier, and we continue to report from the AFBF, American Farm Bureau Federation, annual meeting in Austin. And we continue a conversation with Paul Dorrance. He's an Ohio farmer. The name of his business, Pasture Providence Farmstead. And Paul, you mentioned earlier kind of what livestock you deal with. You also, you really make a good living by listening to your customers.
I do. They're the ones that drive this boat for sure. There's too many times agriculture entrepreneurs are price takers when it comes to the normal systems that are set in place. And so for me, I get to make my own price, which is great, but I do so if I ignore consumer demand. I do so at my own peril, as they are the ones that ultimately need to value what I'm providing, and that they're the ones that pay my bills. So I'm very much in tune and aware of their, and grateful for the input that they have into how I do things and the mandates that I follow.
Now, folks hear this and want to check out, you do have a website. Will they find out more about your product lineup? What will they find if they go to your website?
Everything from order forms to just how I do things and some descriptions about different livestock breeds that I use, as well as a resource page that folks that wanted to learn more information can go. And that's all at pasturedprovidence.com.
Want to have them do that because, as we see in a presentation, you ask for Q&A, and then there's so much conversation that happens after, because farmers want to learn from farmers, don't they?
They sure do. I'm so humbled and grateful to have that level of response where, you know, mm-hmm. folks come up to you and talk about it, because you can tell that what I'm doing, not because it's mine, but just in general, it's special and it's compelling, and it's something that people look at and recognize as beneficial. And so it's a real honor for me to be able to share the information, to help others take steps towards sustainability. And so I'm really, truly grateful for that role at the conference this year.
I heard you say something that's familiar in these types of conferences, and that is your animals work for you, not the other way around.
Yeah, that's a different way of thinking about things, isn't it? But yes, that's exactly right. I have a very important job, but I also have high expectations of my animals, and really what that comes down to is that I allow them to express their normal behaviors, and those normal behaviors are the things that I'm after, things like, you know, calving on time and docility and so forth. They get to express themselves, but oftentimes the giving them that ability is what allows to work for me the way they need to.
You're a constant student of the land and learning from other farmers, and you're also, you tell me, you've been able to take advantage of a few of the conservation programs, EQIP, etc., that's been available.
Yeah, so I inherited some of the conservation program through CREP. And so I have portions of my land that are still in the final bits of their contract, to include a filter strip as well as some upland bird habitat. Specific to my farm, though, I also have been approved and taken full advantage of an EQIP contract, which helped me address some of nutrient concerns. So I have a wet weather creek that runs through the middle of my place, and they worked with me to help identify ways in which to minimize or eliminate manure runoff into the waterways. And so simple steps, but again, the financial assistance to take the right do the right thing, like gutter the barn so that water doesn't then flow onto the manure and then carry it into the stream, for example. A heavy use pad to capture nutrients and keep them stacked versus allowing them to flow. So very, very grateful for those types of programs and the ability that it allows me and helps me, pushes me even sometimes to do the right thing for the environment as part of the process of farming.
His name, Paul Dorrance, the farm, Pastured Providence Farmstead. This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier.